We begin Hilchos Tzedakah, Siman Lamed Daled. Mitzvah Saseh, there's a mitzvah Saseh Litan Tzedakah Ani Yisrael to give Tzedakah to Jews who are unfortunately poor. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Pesayach Tiftach Hesiyotcha Loi, V'nema V'chei Achicha Imach. And in fact, when one gives Tzedakah, he fulfills many mitzvah Saseh. He fulfills the mitzvah Saseh Pesayach Tiftach. He fulfills the mitzvah to say Nosan Titain. And the reason one doesn't make a bracha for when he gives tzedakah, because the halacha says the Rashba, is that we never make a bracha which the fulfillment of the mitzvah depends on someone else. So the mitzvah tzedakah depends on the person to whom we're giving tzedakah, accepting the tzedakah. One, when he gives tzedakah, should give it with his right hand, as a mitzvah is supposed to be conducted. One should try to give tzedakah every day, the Brikei Yosef says, and there are those that suggest that tzedakah is such an important minig, if one could stand when he gives the tzedakah, that's the proper respect to such an important mitzvah. There are many forms of tzedakah. There, of course, one is, as we're learning, giving tzedakah to people who are unfortunately poor, but certainly supporting those who learn Torah, that they should be able to succeed in their learning Torah, is a very important tzedakah. We're going to be discussing in this siman the halacha of giving tzedakah to buy sfarim, that is also considered tzedakah, but of course, if there's a situation where you have a person who's unfortunately poor and cannot survive without your tzedakah, or a person who is in prison, pidyon shvuyim, those are the first tzedakahs. V'kol haroi onim mevakish, and somebody who sees a poor person who's asking for tzedakah, v'helem einim eminai, and he makes like he doesn't see him. And he doesn't give him the tzedakah. Over v'leisa say, he's over mitzvah leisa say, shenemar, as a targ dosha says, leisa mitzvah levavcha, v'leisik betzis yotcha mechivcha evyain. One should not ignore the plea of somebody who needs tzedakah. And the Paiskim say that even if somebody, as we're going to be discussing, is careful to give meiser for tzedakah, and now there's somebody poor who comes and asks him for tzedakah, if the poor person is standing right in front of you, as we just learned, that and asking for tzedakah, then even though you've given already away all your ma'aser, the halach is you should give tzedakah. The iser that we just learned of ignoring somebody who asks for tzedakah is only when the person who needs the tzedakah asks you directly for the tzedakah. But if there's a gabbai who asks for tzedakah on behalf of poor people, of course one should give tzedakah, but the lav, the raisa, the two lavim, the raisa, that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just mentioned, would not be applicable. However, if somebody doesn't have funds available, so the halacha is, as long then he's not obligated to borrow money to give the tzedakah. If you already gave this tzedakah to this poor person, and now he comes to him again, he's not obligated to tzedakah. If the person himself who's being asked for the tzedakah doesn't have enough to live on, so then he's not violating this law. If somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, or he's in the middle of the first parish of Krishma, he should, even though this person is here asking for tzedakah, he should not stop to give them tzedakah. And moreover, if there are many poor people coming for tzedakah and it becomes impossible, so then also you're not over the slav. Continue to kutshkunach at tzedakah, similar zeresh Avraham Avinu. Giving tzedakah is a proof that you are part of the Jewish people. Shenemar, as the pasuk says regarding Avraham Avinu, ki yedatev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu, l'man ha'shitzav esbon of la'asot tzedakah, because he tells his children to do tzedakah. Then kisi Yisrael meskoinim, v'das emes emedes, Klal Yisrael, will not have its Yeshua Ela b'tzdaka. Shnema b'tzdaka t'kainaneni. Through tzdaka we will be well established. Somebody does tzdaka is greater than bringing all the kabbonis. Shnema asay tzdaka mishpat. Doing tzdaka mishpat lifcha l'Hashem is preferable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizavach than bringing a carbon. Then Yisrael negolim. We will not be redeemed. We will not have Mashiach of tzdaka. Shnema, as the pasuk said, Tzion b'mishpat tipada. Tzion will be freed through doing righteous, through doing the justice, v'shaveh b'tzdaka, and we will all come back to Yisrael, to Shalayim, through giving tzedakah. La'olam ein adam mani mitzedakah. No one ever got poor by giving tzedakah. V'dein davar ra v'loy hezek. Nothing bad, no damage ever comes to someone because they gave tzedakah. Shnema, v'hoya masa tzedakah. By giving tzedakah, you'll have peace. Kala merachim. Whoever has rachmanas on other people, merachman olav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanas on him. Shnema, v'nosun l'cha rachmim. If you have rachmim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on you and multiply you. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that before one davens, that he wants to have that his tefillos should be accepted, he should give tzedakah before he davens, as the pasuk says, "V'ani b'tzedek echse panecha." It also is a way, the Kedushas Levi says, to help that you should be able to daven. There are those that give tzedakah when they say the pasuk in Vayivarech David, V'oishiv akol fenech v'ata moshe b'kol. There are those that give tzedakah before they go on a trip, as the pasuk says, tzedek lefonav yalich. And there's a custom that when somebody's traveling, they give them tzedakah known as shliach mitzvah money, that they should become shliach mitzvah to give tzedakah where they go. And if a person is traveling and no one gave him shliach mitzvah money, you could designate your own money. You could designate some of the money that you're taking along, that should be shliach mitzvah money. V'kom yishach zori. If somebody is cruel and doesn't give tzedakah, yeshloch shlichusoi, we have to be concerned, is he truly part of our people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korav l'shavas aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the poor people who cry out. Shenema v'tzakas aniyim yishma. L'fichach tzarech lizor b'tzakosam. We have to be most careful when they cry out. Shrei biskuslam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has guaranteed them that he will listen to them. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu ki yitzik alai. If they call out to me v'shemati, I will pay attention k'chana ani. V'amru b'yishalmi. Taro, that the Yishalmi says, "Tadalay to pasuk l'nanya, to pasuk l'asya." If you won't give tzedakah, you may need a doctor. That a person should think, "Shumavakish kasha panasos meKadosh Baruch Hu." That we are constantly asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to sustain us. K'moy shumavakish Kadosh Baruch Hu yishma shavasu tefilasoy, and we're constantly asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefilas. Kach Yishmahu Shavasanim, we should follow that trait and we should listen to the poor people who cry out to us. Gam Yitin Adam Alibal. A person should think about Kugalga Choizabailam. Life is a circle. The Sava, the Saif, and it's unfortunately quite possible, Shava, who Ibnoya Bembenai Lakab Tztaka, he or his family members will need Tztaka. Vayala Libai, Lema Ech. A person shouldn't have the very incorrect thought. How could I give away from my money, to give away from my money to poor people? A person should recognize the money we have is not really belong to us. It's something that was given to us, but last by Ritzoyin HaMafkid. If it was given to us for safekeeping, that the owner who gave it to us wants us to do what he wants us to do with it. And we were brought to this world to do what Hashem, who gives us the money, wants us to do with that money. But tzedakah, by giving tzedakah, you are able to push away any terrible decrees, and we bring life. And there's a point to give Stoka to Ramei Balanes, to organizations that are connected to Ramei Balanes. And the reason the Paiskim say one should give Stoka to those organizations, because throughout Shas, Rameir is the man, the Omer is of the opinion, Chayesh Lemiutai, that even something which is unlikely to happen, he is concerned about. So Rameir is telling us what the Halacha is telling us is that by giving Tzedakah, even if this person is in a situation where it's unlikely he will succeed, but Rameir is the one that says that even something which is unlikely is possible to happen. And therefore, give Tzedakah in the name of Ramei Balanes, and even something that was unlikely to happen, are you sure that's unlikely to happen, will happen. The pasuk says, Pizer Nosan Levyonim Tzidkosoi Omedes Lad. So, one of the big concerns when giving Tzedakah is that the person who's giving Tzedakah, who's receiving the Tzedakah, is embarrassed. So that's why way to give tzedakah, the proper way to give tzedakah is matan b'seiser, that the person who's receiving the tzedakah should not be embarrassed in receiving the tzedakah. Says the pasuk, pizah nosan levyonim. The way to give tzedakah, it should look like your money just fell out. It was spread out. Your money fell out of your pocket, and you gave tzedakah that way, and it looks like the person who receives it just happened to find the money. It wasn't money that you gave to him, and he should feel bad receiving. When you give tzedakah in that way, tzedkasa yemedes lad, that tzchus will be for you forever. Sipes, kol adam, chayiv litein tzedakah. Everybody is obligated to give tzedakah kafi asagas yadai, according to how much they could afford. And the same halacha, this halacha applies not just to men, but to women as well. There is a discussion about women who are married giving their own tzedakah. Certainly, if the husband gave his wife permission to give tzedakah, there is no problem. Certainly, if the wife is financially independent and she works, then she could give tzedakah. And of course, in a case where the couple have shown that the husband allows his wife to give tzedakah, trusts her judgment, that is no problem. Single women have, of course, the full-fledged obligation to give tzedakah. Even a poor person who he himself is living off tzedakah, he has some of his own money, it's not being used for living, that he is in a person that may receive tzedakah. However, he doesn't have enough principal to invest or to put into the bank and get interest. If he already has enough to survive, he should give tzedakah from what he receives. However, of course, that if a person is in a very tight place, or a person, the money that he has is needed is to pay off debts, that comes before giving tzedakah. Even if this person could give only very little, he shouldn't hold back, because since he's in this financial situation, even though he's just giving a little, it's considered like a wealthy person who's giving a significant amount of tzedakah. The Torah, when it speaks about a person bringing an animal for a korban oil, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, isherech nechayach, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfaction. Ubailus oif, which is the least expensive carbon, it's just a bird. The Torah also uses the word isherech nechayach. Ubemincha, which is even less expensive, it's just flour and oil. It says isherech nechayach. To teach us loimalach echra marbe vechra mamad, whether you give a lot or a little, you want to do the mitzvah. If somebody doesn't have enough, he just has enough to basically survive, he doesn't have to give tzedakah, But the Shulchan Aruch seems to suggest that he should try to give at least a small amount of tzedakah. The panosis atzma kodesh l'kavodam, a person has to, of course, be concerned about his own situation first. Sif gimel. How much does one have to give to a poor person? Whatever he needs to survive. Of course, the obligation that we have to make sure that poor people can't survive does not fall on the soldiers, on the shoulders of one individual. What we as a community have to do is help that this person should be able to survive. And every person in the community has to do his share to help the person survive. When a person is not public about receiving tzedakah, the people who live in the city have to give him all that he needs, as he was accustomed to before he became poor. If you have a poor person that's in the situation that he has to go collect stock of door to door, because he's going to get from every home independently. The halacha that we just learned that you have to give to the poor person as much as he was used to from before, that we have to put that into perspective. Of course, say the Paiskim, if this person lived on a very high level and it's not required to live that way, one could argue you don't have to support him. And certainly, the halacha is that one who is unfortunately needing to receive tzedakah should try to minimize how much he needs to take. And of course, giving him tzedakah should always be done in the most honorable, respectful fashion, not make him feel bad, not do it in public as much as possible, and supporting him that he or his family members should be able to get married is included in the obligation of giving tzedakah. The halacha of tzedakah doesn't just apply to people who are poor. If somebody is not at home and he doesn't have any money with him, he is allowed to take tzedakah. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, when he gets home, Baruch Hashem, he does have money, does he have to repay that tzedakah? A poor person comes to a city, every city should give him lechem mazon, food, shir shtei sudas, enough to have for two meals, or money to be able to buy two meals. Makom lalon, a place to sleep. Mafanasin, malbishim, ania, oiv de kachavim. And now we learn another halacha that we have to support non-Jewish poor people, imani Yisrael, together with Jewish people, neidak shalom, for cause of a kiddush Hashem. Sif yud dalet, kami dalet, kami yitin odim tzedakah. How much tzedakah should a person give? Shonim rishayna, the first year that you're beginning a business or that you receive the principal, hamaiser menakeren, you have to give 10% of what you receive the principal. Mikan ve'elech, afterwards, after you've invested the money and the money is turning a profit, yite maiser menarevach shevia kol shana, every year you should give 10% from the profit you made that year, but we could deduct chutz mitzorchei beisoi, what you need to live. One should give tzedakah even from money that he received from which maaser was already given. So for example, somebody receives a gift and you know that the person who gave you the gift already took off maaser from that money. That doesn't make a difference. You have to take off maaser from the money that you receive as a gift. The profit, of course, means whatever you earn. And of course, if somebody earns interest, the halacha is that he has to give maaser from it. If somebody received a cash gift, even though the cash gift was earmarked for a specific purpose, The halacha is that one should give tzedakah on that behalf. However, if somebody was given an object, was given a gift, even if it's a very expensive gift, he was given a car, he doesn't have to give meiser from the value of the car. Zui made the beninus. This is the average way to live. However, mitzvah and a mufchar, it's even more preferable. Sheitin chayim shana rishona. You should give 20% as you begin. Min hakeren v'aka kol shana chayim shmina revach. Every year, give 20% from the profit. Value v'azbis adam yosim min hakeimish. A person should not give more than 20%. Kedai shlo yitzarchu achkach lebrius, that we shouldn't. He shouldn't be in a situation that he's going to have to rely on other purposes. However, if it's a situation that the person who needs tzedakah is in a pikuach nefesh situation, or the person is in a pidyon shvuyim situation, then the rule that you should limit yourself to 20% doesn't apply. Others also suggest, the Chavetz Chaim says, that if you're lending the money and you're going to receive it back, then the halacha is that the 20% rule doesn't apply. And that those, the Chavetz Chaim suggests, and the Avos Chesed, that those who are supporting Talmidei Chachamim don't have a 20% rule. Dafka koyimei chaya, but these rules apply as long as we are alive. Abishas moisoi, if a person is going to pass away, yochol adam liten loy atshlish rechusha tzedaka. He should not give away up to a third of what he owns for tzedaka. But he shouldn't give away everything. Say the Paiskim, he should leave over Yerusha for his Yerushim, for the people who inherit him. Ein lasas mimas shloi dov mitzvah. Maisa money should not be used for mitzvah purposes. Kigoy neres l'pah, basic neses to buy candles for the shul, or shadvarm l'mitzvah, or other mitzvah purposes. Rak yidneu l'anim, it should be used to give to poor people. The mizdam alay mitzvah, liyas bal bris. If he could be the person that would pay for bris milah, or lahachnas chosim kalanil chupim, or to pay for a couple who can't afford to get married, we call kei gavnam, the kain liknei svarim, to buy svarim lima behem, or lashim lachem lima behem, to buy svarim and lend them to people who need them. Im lo yahaya yichayos biyadai, if he doesn't have the ability, v'lo yais mitzvah imam shloi. Then he can use meiser. Of course, this entire point of giving tzedakah, the buying svarim, is something that needs to be discussed. First of all, as we're learning, it has to be stock money, svarim that you're going to lend to others and have preferably in a public place. And they also have to be svarim that people need. And you, by buying them and lending them, or by supporting somebody to print the sefer that will be useful, that's called tzedakah. Otherwise, it's not so simple that it should be considered tzedakah. In karnas svarim and mayus meiser, and if you use meiser money for buying tzedakah, tzorach lizor lashim lacherim, then you should have to be careful to lend it to other people. Im loy shut tzorach lahem, unless you also need the sefer, as who kaidim, then you come first. V'gam yizor lichtav aleim, you should write on the sefer that the sefer was purchased mimos meiser leman lo yachzik ba'barim achrav. Otherwise, your family will think that they belong to you, but they don't belong to you since they were bought with meiser money. They belong to everyone.